One of the most consequential figures in the early history of computing came from a tiny townland in Donegal. Her story isn't widely known, but her influence is felt in every piece of digital technology we use today. Mark McMenamin has been looking into the life and legacy of Kay McNulty, a woman whose work helped to shape the modern computer age.
Kathleen, or Kay McNulty as she became known, she was born in Faymore in Creaslock, Donegal, 12th of February 1921, the third of six children to James McNulty and his wife Anne, or Annie, née Nellis.
This is Turlough O'Riordan, online and digital editor for the Dictionary of Irish Biography at the Royal Irish Academy. Turlough is talking about Kay McNulty, a pioneering figure in the world of computing.
And James, like many people at that time, was facing, you know, significant economic contraction. There was a lack of work and an economic development. So he emigrated to Philadelphia, where he trained as a stonemason.
On the night of her birth, Kay's father, James, had actually been arrested for being a member of the Irish Republican Army. He was released 2 years later as the war ended and emigrated with his family to America, settling in Pennsylvania. When Kay arrived in the United States, she could only speak and understand Irish. This didn't hold her back, however, and she excelled in school, particularly in maths.
So after she left school, which she was regarded as excellent, she went to Chestnut Hill College, which is kind of what we call a four-year or a junior college, on a scholarship, and she graduated in 1942, majoring in a degree in mathematics.
Kay went on to become one of the greatest pioneers in computing that the world had ever known, and became instrumental in the creation of ENIAC, one of the world's first electronic computers.
Kay McNulty was very much a pioneer in programming, and she was very involved in the development of the ENIAC machine, which was essentially the first digital computer.
This is Professor Jane Grimson of Trinity College Dublin, and co-author with Turlough of Irish STEM Lives, which chronicles Kay's story along with that of many other Irish people in the field of science. According to Jane, Kay's role in the ENIAC project was hugely significant.
Basically, there wasn't really any software. It was all done in hardware. So when they wanted to write a program, things had to be wired and connected and everything. So if they needed to change the program, they had to do rewiring, resoldering and everything. And she came up with the idea that if you wanted to be able to rerun some of this code, you know, reuse it again, that you should be able to do that. So she invented the idea of a subroutine, which is like a chunk of code that you could reuse in different situations. So it saved the bother of having to do all the rewiring for that small bit of code. So it's very significant. I don't think that her role, and indeed the role of the other women who are referred to as computers, I don't think it was properly recognised for many years afterwards, but it has been now.
Our modern world depends on fabulously extensive files of data. Valuable time is consumed in locating and referring to this data. In the process of information handling, however simple it may be, memory, or information storage, is an indispensable element. In adding the products or sums of numbers, the figures must be set down in order. This is the utilization of information storage. To free the human mind from such work, accessibility of information storage must be as automatic as the calculation itself. Years of research developed the fact that electronics could be used both in rapid calculation and for rapid access to stored information.
Kay McNulty was instrumental in devising subroutines, or the idea of reusing pieces of code. This was a completely pioneering process in the field.
ENIAC stands for the Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. And by 1945, Kay and her colleagues were just working away with engineers, finalising designs, beginning the construction and sort of management of what ENIAC was becoming. But there were no manuals, only design blueprints. And as the machine was incomplete in the sense of no one knew where the endpoint was or what the output would be, Kay was really closely involved with thinking about what we describe now as processing routines. These are just recipes, how to describe something in a digital manner to instruct the machine to carry out processes, calculations, and so forth, and then deal with the outputs of those. Now, very simply, that might be addition, subtraction, and so forth. What's so interesting about ENIAC, it had no memory capability. So everything was inputted by punch cards and outputted by punch cards. And this required every type of calculation or program, as we might now call it, having specific switches rewired manually by Kay and her colleagues each time. This became incredibly time consuming rapidly, and Kay had a real light bulb moment. She is regarded as the inventor, if you will, of the idea of subroutines.
Everything on the ENIAC project had to be done from scratch, and Kay McNulty led the way, according to Jane.
Because the ENIAC was the first digital computer, they had to invent everything from scratch, in particular, how to program it. And Kay McNulty and some of the other women were very, very involved at this early stage, at the design stage, and figuring out how you could actually program this machine to do calculations. So it was very, very pioneering work. Nobody had done anything like that before. It was very, very pioneering work. I mean, you could argue computers would have been invented subsequently, but their work really was very significant historically. And of course, we see the importance of computers today. They're everywhere, ubiquitous. So her role was really important.
Eventually, the realities of life for women in the 1950s and 60s led to Kay McNulty leaving her role in computer science to focus on being a housewife and mother.
She actually married one of the engineers involved, Mark, and he gifted her on their wedding a cookbook, and it was made very clear that she was expected to basically remove herself from science and technology and raise the family, which she did because she was a committed family woman. But imagine what Kay might have gone on to contribute. She was involved, you know, with ENIAC from the beginning, and she died not too long ago in 2006. But after her death, a huge amount of interest has kind of grown up in Donegal, in Ireland, in North America. And there's some very interesting accounts of her life. Things have begun to be named after her, Mark, which is quite right.
Despite the what-ifs, Kay McNulty, or Antonelli, her married name by which she is known in the United States, left a remarkable legacy. One which is being rediscovered by more and more people, according to Jane.
Eventually, her role and that of the other women was definitely recognised, and she became a very important role model, I think, in the world of computing. But you're talking about many years after she did the work, so it took some time for that recognition to come. But it has come, and you will find buildings named after her and things like that. So I think her role is definitely recognised now.
Mark McMenamin was reporting there on the life and work of Kay McNulty. And she's just one of the 46 people featured in the Royal Irish Academy's publication Irish STEM Lives, which celebrates Irish people who made a significant contribution in the fields of science, technology, engineering and mathematics.